Blog Talk Radio.
God is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures throughout all generations. Because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, save now, send now prosperity. In Jesus' name. You have tuned in to the Principles of Prosperity. My name is Ann Strickland, and I'm so glad that you are listening to this message tonight or today, wherever in the world you are, because your mind is going to be renewed, and you're going to know without the shadow of a doubt that you are going to be able to increase financially by the association with God, by your association with God, in the name of Jesus. Now, I'm going to start with salvation. Salvation opens the door to your right to kingdom living. And when I'm speaking of kingdom living tonight, I'm talking about financial kingdom. Without you having, you've not seen a king. Broke kingdom is living financially with your needs met and with you being able to help other people. So when you receive Jesus Christ in your life, moving into, he opens the door for you to have kingdom living through Almighty God. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven through his Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You do not have to wait for physical death to come upon you and for you to spend eternity with your Heavenly Father to have a good life in heaven. You are supposed to have it here on earth also. So you can now spend your life on earth with his spirit living inside of you and having a great, comfortable life. And after you have finished the work that he has for you on this earth, then you can enter into his heavenly kingdom forever. But first of all, I want to ask you a few questions. Are you afraid of riches? Because you think money is evil, like some people have thought, or you might end up in hell, or poverty is a blessing. The scripture says that the poor will always be with you. Money causes problems. You don't want to be lonely. It's lonely at the top. Now, be not afraid, only believe. Mark 6:36 says, money is to be used to spread the gospel, good news, to make your life more enjoyable and comfortable. You will be able to help other people. It will keep you out of slavery. The borrower is slave to the lender, and with the debt that people are in now, and they want you to stay in debt, you are a slave. And the word of God says the poor will always be with you. He did not say that you would be poor. He said you would give to the poor. There is no poverty in heaven. He says you will walk on streets of gold. There is peace, love, and joy. You will not have to want for anything. So with the kingdom coming on earth, through you, through us, through the body of believers who know that they are supposed to be wealthy, who know the word of God, or understand or is learning the truth and coming into agreement with the truth of the word of God, then things are going to start changing for you, because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Ask you some more questions. Do you feel blessed when you're broke? when your children need or want something, do you feel blessed? Or even yourself, do you feel blessed when you can't get it? You don't have a car and have to depend on public transportation, all kinds of weather. Do you feel good about that? How many blessings can you count and lack? The next question, or the statement, the scripture, the word says, the poor will always be with you. It did not say that you were to be poor. That's John 12:8 and Matthew 26:11. It says you are to give to the poor. Give, give, give. Because as I've said over and over again, God was a giver. Jesus was a giver. Are you without problems because you have no money? Or do you have problems? Now, common sense tells me that I would rather have problems with money than have problems without money. Because, you know, sometimes, and this is you know, it's very interesting, because sometimes when you get upset or something and there's something going wrong in your life, not financially, you know, you can just kind of get away. Sometimes you can jump in the car and go to the mall, or jump in the car and go someplace, or jump in the car, you know, and do something. Go out, come out. But if you're sitting in the house and you're sitting there with it and can't have no outlet because you're broke, I'm telling you, because I know. I know sometimes when I used to get really upset and everything, one of my outlets would be to go to the mall. But I was able to jump in the car and go to the mall. And then by the time it kind of relaxes you. But it's different things what you do like. I liked shopping. So if you have the problem, have some problems and things, you can always do something else for a moment. Now, I'm not saying that's going to solve the problem, but it helps to relieve your anxiety and your misery for a while. You still have to solve the problem that you have, but you have a little outlet. And when I say that, is it lonely at the top? It is lonely at the top sometimes for some people. Because you might have friends, relatives, the body of Christ has not taken hold of this great gift that was freely given through the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He was sent by his Father, the Most High God, El Elyon, to restore unto us everything the devil has stolen. So how can you not believe? Trust and have the assurance that God's the Most High desires for you to prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Because he's given you the power, Deuteronomy 8:18, to get the wealth, to establish his covenant. So you need to, as a believer, you really need to come in agreement with God, because he needs you wealthy. Because he has sworn to our fathers, as it is today, through Deuteronomy 8:18, says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. This day, which is now. The power to get the wealth, which says that we are supposed to be wealthy. So renew your minds and come in agreement with the word of God, and you will never, never, ever regret it. So, now that you know that you're supposed to be rich, and I'm going to speak this into you, and I want you to receive it in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that you're going to be rich. You're going to be wealthy financially. You will be blessed to be a blessing until all the nations of the earth are blessed and prosperous. Because you're supposed to come into agreement with God to establish His covenant on this earth as it is today. It still is for today. He gives you the power to get the wealth to establish His covenant. So receive it, receive it. For the people who are in business, your business is going to increase in the name of Jesus. For the people who have a desire to have a business, get started. Do something. Start. Because that's where your gift is. Whatever you have that you like to do, that's your gift. And wealth follows every God-given gift. He said, whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and you shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. So stop being afraid, because it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He wants you. And you have the Holy Spirit in you to guide you, the precious Holy Spirit. He'll guide you and lead you and direct you and help you through your businesses and give you ideas. Learn to talk to the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Speak to Him and watch how things start happening for you. And the Word of God also says He will lead you in the way to where you will profit and teach you to prosper. And you can decree and declare. Start decreeing and declaring. Whatever I put my hands to do, I shall succeed and prosper. And you go to work or you go to business or whatever you're doing. You can't just sit down and say it. You have to do it, because the Word says whatever you put your hands to do, you shall prosper. So you have to do something and meditate on the God's Word day and night. Then you shall make your way prosperous. Then you shall have good success. Speak the Word, God. You say, whatever I put my hands to do, I shall succeed. I thank you, Lord, that I'm walking in the favor of you and man. And I receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. God wants you to be prosperous financially. Everything that we put our hands to do, we shall prosper. You're more than a conqueror. As you're meditating and you're guided, being guided by the Holy Spirit, meditate on the Word day and night. See, your success has been waiting for you to speak the Word, for that dream of vision to come to pass. So Jesus, who's your gift from God, is whispering into your own spirit saying, I am the resurrection and the life. He's saying, I am in you. I am the power working in you. Ephesians 3:20, I will do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power that works in me. You. It's God's power. It's the power. Whose power is working in you? It's the power of the Almighty God through His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The anointed one and His anointing. The burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God. Expect prosperity to come into your life. Expect success. Expect to be a lender and not a borrower. Expect people to give into your bosom. Expect to have customers for your business. Start expecting it and look forward to it and start knowing it. Walking in faith. You have the faith. Walk in faith. God, you said I should do this. God, you said I would be a success. God, you said that you gave me the power to get the wealth. So I'm going after it. I want it. And I bind that spirit of fear of wealth, because I can bring other people in with me who have the great ideas, because I don't have all the ability myself to do everything that that I'm supposed to be doing in this business, but there are people who will come into business with me, work for me, or be with me to make the success. See, you're not a one-man show. You need people. That's why when you see the credits after a movie, look at the many, many, many names that you see to make one movie. So don't think that because you have the idea that you have to do the whole thing by yourself. Ask him, who should you get to be a part of it? That's why people have, they have employees, they have associates, organizations have board members, they have all kinds of people with other gifts and talents to make what God has given you a success. We see it every day, all the time. So the anointing and his anointing, Almighty God has given you. The work is working in you. It is the power through his son, the anointed one of his anointing, burden removing, yoke destroying power of God. So expect prosperity to come in your life. Expect it. Expect success. Expect to be a lender and not a borrower. You're supposed to be the credit unions and the banks and the loan companies. Expect people to give into your bosom, because as you give, it shall be given unto you. Like you pay your tithes and your offerings, and you help people, you help the poor, you bless the poor. When you give to the poor, you're lending to the Lord. It's scripture. Expect God's perfect will to be done in your life as it is in heaven. Nothing less, nothing else than the high calling of God through you in the name of Jesus. And you will be more. You'll be excited. You will become, it's such a good feeling, really, to be able to give and help people. It is a good feeling. And you want to do it. You get to the point where you want to do it. So as you are learning and growing and moving in the word and will of God, know that you are supposed to be wealthy. Know that you're supposed to be healthy. Know that you're supposed to be anointed and whole, nothing missing, nothing broken. Because Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, the other scripture I want to read to you is Deuteronomy 28, which I read. I'll read it. Because you're hearing it, you get it in your spirit, and you get it in your heart, and you start thinking, and knowing that God wants you to succeed. And you'll hear Deuteronomy 28 a lot, because it's one of the scriptures that I like, because it says so much. From verse 1 through 13, it says, if you will listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, this is the Amplified version, being watchful to do all his commandments which I command you this day, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you heed the voice of the Lord your God. You shall be blessed in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your ground and the fruit of your beasts, the increase of your cattle and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading trough. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Glory to God. I'm telling you, the Lord shall cause your enemies, because you'll have some, who rise up against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out one way and flee before you seven ways. the Lord shall command the blessing upon you in your storehouse and in all that you undertake, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. Wherever it is in the world, he's going to bless you there. The Lord will establish you as a people holy to himself, as he has sworn to you, if you keep his commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, and all people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name in the presence of God, the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you, and the Lord shall make you a surplus. I have to read that again. I missed the word. And the Lord shall make you have a surplus of prosperity through the fruit of your body, of your livestock, and of your ground in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord shall open to you his good treasury, the heavens to give you the rain of your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hands. And you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail. And you shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath, if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I swear unto you this day. Glory to God. Whew. It doesn't get much better than that. My goodness. Now, I'm going to read from Psalms, verse 92, verse 12. Through 15. The uncompromisingly righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, be long-lived and stately, upright, useful, and fruitful. They shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. And this for us seniors, majestic, stable, durable, and incorruptible. Planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. Growing in grace, they shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap of spiritual vitality and rich in the virtue of trust, love, and contentment. They are living memorials to show that the Lord is upright and faithful to his promises. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Glory to God. As we study the word and go through the word of God, I'm telling you, it's all in here. All through, God wants to make you a success. You are to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And I want to read this verse, Psalm 118, verse 24 and 25. Because we all know 24. And so we stop there. This is the day which the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Okay? You know that. The very next verse, verse 25, says, save now. I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee. Send now prosperity. Why can't we start saying that? Why not? Why stop at that 24th verse, Psalm 118. The 25th verse says, save now. I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. God wants you to prosper so much. The word is it's here. He said, whatever you put your hands to do, and wealth and riches shall be in your house. Psalm 112. And your children shall be prosperous. Let's read that in Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed, happy, fortunate. This is 112, Sunday, verse 1. Fortunate to be envied is the man who fears, reveres, and worships the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His spiritual offspring shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Prosperity and welfare are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. The King James Version says, wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness. And I decree and declare, wealth and riches are in your house. They're in your house now, in the name of Jesus. So receive that. Receive that in the name of Jesus. So God loves you. He wants you wealthy. Receive the wealth that he has for you. Receive his word. Come in agreement with the word of God as you meditate on that word day and night. Glory to God. I see I have a listener here. Let me see if I can open this up now. Let's see. My dear friend, the organizer, the totally organized, my granddaughter. How are you, Janet?
I'm doing good.
We have about 3 minutes. You want to say something there? Praise God.
I've been enjoying the word. Yeah, I have been enjoying it, and I also took your advice, and I'm reading the 7 blessings of the Passover. I'm almost finished. Like, I'm halfway through, so.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're saying that. Go into that a minute. Give them the scripture where that is. Did I give you the scripture? Just have the 7:1. Just go through it again because we're right there. This is the time. I'm glad you're saying that.
What, all through the 7 blessings?
The 7 blessings, yes, of the Passover.
Okay. Okay. Well, God will assign us an angel. God will be an enemy to our enemies. God will give us prosperity. That's blessing number 3.
Yes.
God will take away the sickness. God will give us a long life. God will cause increase and inheritance. And God will give a special year of blessings.
That's it. This is the year. This is the time for the blessings now. This is the time. I am glad you came on. This is awesome. And I want to thank you for coming on, and so you can share that. And you're a great supporter. You're a great supporter, and I love you, Janet. Yes.
Well, but I saw what your topic was, so I wanted to listen in tonight. Increase by association.
You know, he gave this to me this morning during my prayer time, and wow, increase by association, and then it came in. Association with God, and it's financially, so you really can't go wrong with that. No, you can't
wrong.
It just makes life much better, and have the finances to do what you want to do when you want to do it. Oh my goodness, it's awesome. It's exciting. I was looking at some pictures today, and how we were able to travel and do different things, at different times. So I just thank you for listening, and I'm going to invite everybody to the Healing School of Financial Prosperity this Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at 3751 Island Avenue in the Empowerment Center in the Gateway Building, 3751 Island Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. If you have any questions, call me, 215-806-4879. God bless you. I love you. And Jesus is Lord. God bless you.